Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. You don't have to be an expert gardener to understand a plant's need for fertile soil. But that hasn't always been the case. Katie Field, postdoctoral research associate at the University of Sheffield, explains how early plants survived on a planet that didn't yet have dirt.
Many obstacles faced the first plants that moved from an aquatic to terrestrial existence more than 450 million years ago. One of the most significant challenges was the land itself onto which they were emerging. Earth's land masses were little more than bare rock, with many growth essential nutrients locked away within minerals. The first plants didn't have roots, so how did these land colonizers get at the nutrients and become the super successful and diverse kingdom that we're familiar with today? Our research sheds new light on the importance of the role of fungi during the greening of the earth. The ancient fungi that we study are excellent extractors of nutrients from rocks. By partnering up with these fungi, the earliest plants stood a much better chance at life on land. However, it wasn't a simple giveaway on the part of the fungus. How did they gain enough carbon to satisfy their appetite? The answer lay in plants' ability to turn atmospheric carbon dioxide, or CO2, which was well over three times the concentration of today, into sugars through photosynthesis. By exchanging sugar for nutrients, a mutually beneficial relationship was formed. We wanted to know how plant-fungal symbiosis has functioned over evolutionary time, alongside the fall in atmospheric CO2 concentration. Our study used representative species of the most primitive plants through to modern-day garden weeds and measured the efficiency of the carbon-for-nutrient exchange. We showed that under a high prehistoric CO2 atmosphere, symbiosis was most efficient in the primitive plants, while under a modern-day CO2 atmosphere, the modern weeds fed better. These findings suggest that as CO2 fell, plants evolved roots and leaves which powered a more efficient exchange of carbon-for-nutrients with their fungal partners. This put them at an evolutionary advantage, leading to the further diversification into the wonderfully varied ecosystems that we're familiar with today.
That was Katie Field of the University of Sheffield. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Mushrooms and fungi, they live on the ground.